Rule number two. It's okay to lie if the lie makes someone else feel better. It was really hard not to let my disappointment show. While I was glad that Caroline wasn't moving away or anything, I was sad that Caroline wasn't getting her own reality show, or that her family hadn't won the lottery. Also, a new student wasn't all that exciting. Is that all? I asked as Erica and I each took one of Sophie's arms and helped her down the sidewalk and toward school, while Kevin waddled like a penguin in his snowsuit toward the jungle gym, where the other snowsuited kindergartners were gathered. Yeah, Caroline said. Well, except that the new student is a girl. Hey, this is good news, Erica said. Now you won't be the new girl anymore, Allie. This was good news, and it cheered me up a little. At least now, someone else would have the curse of being new. That's true, I said. Except this was still pretty boring news compared to getting a horse for Christmas. And she's from Canada, Caroline added. I brightened up when I heard this. The new girl was from Canada. This was very exciting. I had never met anyone from Canada before. Canada was a whole different country. Canada was almost as far away as France, except that France was across the ocean. Well, maybe parts of Canada were too. Maybe the new girl could show us where she was from on the big pull-down map that hung over the chalkboard in the front of the classroom that Mrs. Hunter sometimes used to show us where we were in relation to other parts of America. Only this time, she could show us where we were in relation to where the new girl was from. Just thinking about this made me so excited that I started walking so fast that Sophie complained. So I had to slow way down. Even though a fresh layer of snow had fallen over winter break and should have made the playground white and wintry, enough kids had already gotten to school so that the snow was already dirty and messed up. This was pretty disappointing, but not as disappointing as the fact that even though I looked everywhere, I couldn't see the new girl anywhere. Not that I know everyone in the whole school. I don't. But I didn't see anyone who seemed as if she might be from Canada. While I was standing there looking around, Mrs. Hunter came hurrying past us from the teacher's parking lot. Oh, hello, girls, she said. Happy New Year. Hello, Mrs. Hunter, we said. I don't know about Caroline, Sophie, or Erica, but I was feeling kind of shy from not having seen Mrs. Hunter in so long. Plus, she was looking especially pretty in her dark green winter coat, with the belt tightly waisted, with her hair curling out from under her hat, and looking so nice in contrast with her big imitation fur trim collar. Oh, Allie, Mrs. Hunter said, looking right at me. Me. I'm glad I caught you before school. There's something important I need to ask you. Could you stop by my desk after you hang up your coat this morning? Yes, of course, I said. I was so completely shocked by this request, it didn't occur to me to say anything else. Besides, what else are you going to say when your favorite teacher of all time asks you to do something? No way. Oh my gosh, Erica said, when Mrs. Hunter had hurried away, her high-heeled boots crunching on the salt Mr. Elkhart had sprinkled on the path as she headed toward the flagpole where a group of teachers were standing, whom Mrs. Hunter hurried to join. What do you think she wants? It was possible that Mrs. Hunter had noticed my new fringe suede tote and was going to ask where I got it. You never know. I don't know, I said. I didn't want to say anything in front of the other girls, in case it made them jealous or something. But upon reflection, I was pretty sure Mrs. Hunter was probably going to tell me how much she'd missed me over the winter holiday. I had overheard her mentioning to my grandmother once that I am a joy to have in the classroom. Who wouldn't miss having a joy like me around? Well, except maybe the people in my family who were sick of listening to Dance Party America. But Mrs. Hunter had never even been to my house. I hope it's nothing bad, Erica said worriedly. But what could it be that was bad? As soon as Erica said that, though, I started thinking about all the bad things Mrs. Hunter might want to say to me in private at her desk. Like, what if, before winter break, I'd suddenly started getting bad grades or something? I was pretty sure I hadn't. But what if I had? Or, and this thought was even worse, what if Mrs. Hunter was kicking me out of her class to make way for the new girl from Canada? She couldn't do that, could she? Of course it's nothing bad, Sophie said. It's probably something great. Like, you're so smart, they're bumping you up to the fifth grade. Except that this wouldn't be great. This would be the same as kicking me out of class to make way for the new girl from Canada. Because I wouldn't be in the same class as my best friends forever, Sophie, Caroline, and Erica. You probably won something, Caroline said. Caroline is the smartest girl in both fourth grade classes at Pine Heights Elementary combined, so she would know. She's always winning things. The last time Mrs. Hunter had me stop by her desk before class started, it turned out she'd submitted an essay I'd written to a contest, and she'd wanted to let me know I'd won. Oh, wow, Erica said. Really? That would be great, Allie, if Mrs. Hunter was letting you know you'd won something. I perked up. If it was something like that, that would be great. Except I wasn't the greatest essay writer in the world. Math and science, maybe. Because math and science have rules. And I'm very good at following rules. But writing essays, not so much. Oh! Sophie said, clapping her mittened hands, her sore toe forgotten in her excitement. I know why she wants to see you. She wants you to be the person to officially show the new girl from Canada around. Erica sucked in her breath. I bet that's it. Oh, Sophie, you're so smart. I know, Sophie said modestly. I thought about what Sophie said. It actually made sense. I mean, why not? I was the second newest person in the fourth grade at Pine Heights Elementary, after all. Who better to show the first newest person around the school? Also, I knew Mrs. Hunter liked me. I was a joy, after all. Not to be a braggart or anything. Sophie had to be right. I was going to be Mrs. Hunter's helper for the new girl from Canada. It was right after this that Sophie started pouting. How come Mrs. Hunter didn't say anything about my foot? Even though the hospital had only buddy taped Sophie's broken toe to the healthy toe next to it, instead of putting it in a cast, they'd given her a giant bootie to wear over it, as a sort of consolation prize. Sophie had been hoping everyone would notice her giant bootie and ask what had happened. Especially Mrs. Hunter. I'm sure she'll notice when you have trouble getting up the stairs, Caroline said sympathetically. I wasn't worried about Mrs. Hunter not having noticed Sophie's broken toe, though. I was too excited about my new job as official show-arounder of the new girl from Canada. Except that when we went to stand in our lines to go inside, I looked all up and down the line, and I didn't see any sign of the new girl, Canadian or otherwise. Oh well, I thought to myself. Maybe she wasn't starting today. Sometimes new people didn't start on the exact day of the new semester. I had been new, and I hadn't. It took us a while to get up to room 209, our classroom, because Caroline and Erica and I had to help Sophie up the stairs, because of her broken toe. Mrs. Hunter did notice. She said, Sophie, what on earth happened? And Sophie said, I broke my toe playing Olympic figure skater with Allie over winter break. Oh dear, Mrs. Hunter cried. I hope it feels better soon. This made Sophie beam with happiness, although Mrs. Hunter never did notice my new fringe suede tote. After we finally reached the classroom, it seemed like it took forever, and I hung up my coat. I went back to Mrs. Hunter's desk where she was sitting. It was funny, but I felt shy again. Mrs. Hunter was going over her lesson plans for the day. When she saw me coming, she looked up with a smile. Mrs. Hunter has the nicest smile of any teacher I've ever seen. That's because she's so pretty. Also, because she always makes sure to reapply her lip gloss. Clinique Full Potential Lips Plump and Shine. She showed me one time when I saw her putting it on and asked her what it was. Whenever it rubs off. Oh, hello, Allie, she said. Hi, Mrs. Hunter, I replied. I felt so shy, I couldn't look Mrs. Hunter in the eye. She has beautiful, bright green eyes that can either twinkle with good humor or crackle with disapproval, depending on her mood. I had seen them crackling in disapproval at a couple of people who had misbehaved in class. And believe me, I did not want them ever crackling at me. Allie, I have a favor to ask you, Mrs. Hunter said, getting right to business. Sure, I said. So I hadn't won a contest after all. But that was okay. I hadn't expected that I had. At least if Mrs. Hunter had a favor to ask, it didn't mean I'd done anything wrong and that she was mad at me. We're going to be getting a new student today, Mrs. Hunter went on. She's a new girl from Canada. Things are going to be pretty strange for her here, and I know everyone is going to want to do everything they can to make her feel welcome. Don't you agree? I nodded my head so hard that my hair almost slid out of the new clips Mark had given me. I definitely wanted to make the girl from Canada feel welcome. I knew exactly what it felt like to be the new girl. Good, Mrs. Hunter said. That's why when I was trying to figure out where we were going to have her sit, it occurred to me that you might not mind giving up your seat next to Erica and moving to the back row with Rosemary and Stuart and Joey and Patrick. I know you and Rosemary are friends now, and I think you'd be a very positive influence on those boys. I know it sounds weird, but the minute I heard what Mrs. Hunter wanted me to do to help the new girl, give up my nice desk next to Erica and move to the back row to sit by those nasty boys, my eyes filled up with tears. I didn't want to sit next to Stuart Maxwell, who, by the way, likes to draw pictures of zombies eating other zombies' brains. I didn't want to go anywhere near Joey Fields, who never remembers to wash the sleep dust out of his eyes in the morning, and who likes to bark and growl like a dog instead of talking like a normal human person. And Patrick Day likes to jump on top of his desk every time Mrs. Hunter leaves the room and pretend he is playing an air guitar, screaming the words to whatever song is the number one country music hit that week. Rosemary has to pull him down and tell him he's not actually all that, at least once every single day. I didn't want to sit by those boys. I didn't want to sit anywhere near them. But now, it looked like I was going to have to, because Mrs. Hunter asked me specially. And she smiled when she asked, and said she thought I'd be a positive influence. Which basically meant she thought I'd be just as good as Rosemary at pulling Patrick down off his desk. I didn't want to say yes, but I didn't really think Mrs. Hunter had given me much of a choice. If I said, no, actually, I don't want to move to the back row with Rosemary and those crazy bad boys, I would just look like a really selfish person, and that wouldn't help the new girl at all. And then Mrs. Hunter wouldn't think I was a joy to have around the classroom anymore. And I knew how hard it was to be new. I knew better than anybody. So I said, hoping my tears weren't showing, sure, I don't mind moving. Even though this was a complete and total lie. It's okay to lie if the lie makes someone else feel better. That's a rule. Mrs. Hunter smiled at me really big when I said this and went, "Oh, thank you, Allie. I knew I could count on you. I've already had Mr. Elkhart set up a desk for you between Stuart and Joey. Would you mind moving your things now? Because Cheyenne will be coming any minute." Cheyenne? Who was Cheyenne? Then I realized Cheyenne must be the new girl. The new girl who was coming from Canada to take my perfectly nice old desk next to Erica, forcing me to sit between disgusting zombie-drawing Stuart and sleep-encrusted-eyed barking Joey. I wanted to throw up. That's how grossed out I felt by what was happening to me. Actually, I didn't even want to throw up. The truth was, I wanted to cry. But I knew I couldn't be a baby about it and cry in front of Mrs. Hunter, who was so nice and told my grandma I was a joy to have around the classroom. Joys don't cry just because they have to move to sit between two boys. Even two disgusting, totally gross boys who don't bathe. So I said, giving Mrs. Hunter the bravest smile I could manage, "Sure, no problem."